previously on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
On Wednesdays, we call the angels together. We try and make a difference in people's lives. Today, we are dealing with such a man. It's a very much a South African topic of conversation for a number of years now. And this is toilet facilities at schools in South Africa. Dignity to the children. It's time for another guest on Good Morning Angels.
Good Morning Angels.
Jacaranda FM.
This time on the line, I want to say good morning to Charles Mkachwa, the principal of Ian McKenzie Secondary School, also in Mpumalanga. How are you, sir? Are you good? Thank you very much for your time and for joining us.
I'm good, sir. And yourself?
Very well, thank you. I got to hear about you via Breadline Africa. Tell me, why did you reach out to them?
It's because we are in a school in a rural area.
In Bushbuck Ridge, am I right?
Yes, we do have a problem with regard to the pollution facilities, in the sense that we are still using kids' toilets.
You know what? That seems to be a problem that many schools share in this country, and it's just and not enough people can say it, but we need to stop that. That needs to be eradicated. The children, you and your staff deserve better. I love the fact that you did not just accept the situation. You are putting up your hand. You are reaching out for someone to help you make a difference. That's important. You probably need also around 20 proper, decent toilets, basins, the plumbing that goes with it, the building that goes with it. And that's a lot. We're talking here probably close to 800,000 rand. Am I right?
Yes.
And that is out of reach for most schools. So I can imagine
which is something that we don't even receive from the government as a grant.
No, you won't get that from government. It's very hard to kind of get that money in from the community. And Bushbuck Ridge, unfortunately, has made the news before, if I remember correctly, when it comes to pit toilets. It's a horrible story from a number of years ago, you remember. It's dangerous. It's outdated. It's wrong. I'm happy to say that we have some amazing friends to the show and to the radio station and to this feature that we've got on the station. It's been on the station for over 20 years. It's called Good Morning Angels. And I want to introduce you to one of those angels. Her name is Maria Pavli from Lotto Star. Maria, good morning again.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back.
This is the story of Ian McKenzie Secondary School in Bushbuck Ridge. Mr. Charles Mkachwa, the principal there, told us a very similar story to what we just heard now. Over 300 kids, pit toilets, terrible condition. They need help.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a kind of bigger reality is that it affects attendance, it affects confidence, and the overall being of every learner.
The cost, because you're a little bit of a bigger school, Maria, I think they're looking here at 12 brand new flush toilets and 5 urinals for the boys, costing around, I think the costing that came in is about 830,000 rand.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
Maria, I know we're asking for a lot this morning.
No, that's okay, Martin. We've come to this cause. We've also just completed 3 schools in KZN with your sister station, East Coast Radio, and we're happy to be doing it again to help as many schools as we possibly can. And from Lotto Star, and a huge thanks to all of our players, we are more than happy to donate the 830,000 rand needed.
Charles, that is great news.
No, I'm very delighted to hear that. And they're very thankful.
Maria, once again, these are huge amounts of money. I know very few companies in South Africa would come forward with this large sum of money all in one morning.
It's so important to Lotto Star to make that change. And I can tell you honestly, Martin, we're so proud to be a part of this journey, but we also recognize that there's still so much work to be done. So today, we're hoping to inspire continued action, continued care, and the commitment to building a better future for our South African children. Thank you guys so much. Like we've said it before, but we couldn't do it without Jacaranda. We couldn't do it without Good Morning Angels. And of course, with Breadline Africa.
Thank you, Breadline Africa, for what you do. Lotto Star, Maria, you and your team, all the players. Charles, keep doing what you're doing. You've put your hand up, sir. You reached out to Breadline Africa. You said your children deserve better. And their 830,000 rand came forward this morning for the new facilities. All the best. Can't wait to see the pictures. Charles, thanks for catching up with us.
Thank you very much. I don't have words to express my gratitude on what we would be doing to our school. Thank you very much.
Good job, Angels. Good job with partners like Lotto Star and Breadline Africa. We are going to make a difference in these children's lives. You watch this space.
Feel good mornings start here.
Good morning.
I was here.
And yo.
I'm joking. Sanibonani.
Breakfast with Martin Bester on your number one feel good station, Jacaranda FM.